Hey, good evening. This is Kilo Baker 2, Sierra Quebec, opening up a Thursday night Metroplex Net. My name is Paul, located in New York City, and I'm net control for tonight's net. Do we have any mobiles out there? Which is the check-in? Call KB2 Sugar Point. Alright, let me have that station again. I wasn't ready for that. Come again, please. I think your pop is popping your mobile.
Pop, this is Paul. This is the Alpha 2. You use Echo Echo, Bob.
Okay, Bob, we have you. Signal tonight is not your normal signal tonight, Bob. We have you checked in. Additional check-ins now, KB2, Sugar Queen.
AE2AA. How you doing, Paul?
Paul, good evening. Good to have you aboard this evening. Stand by, please. Additional check-in.
This is KB2BVO. Good evening, Paul.
John, we have you additional.
KG2SQ. This is KG2DA2. Tim, Tom, East Coast, New York. Good evening, Paul. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Tim, we have you. Additional check-ins. KB2, Sierra, Quebec, net control.
KG2SQ. To ANL, man, you win. Good evening to everybody, and what's up?
And to ANL, man, it's good to hear your melodious voice there. Good evening to you, and stand by. We'll be back with you. You're not mobile, are you?
Roger, I am. I'll be at the wormhole in about 3 minutes.
Your mobile, I'll bring you aboard now. Good evening. Give an account for yourself there. Where you been? What you been up to? And greetings.
Yeah, well, we've gone through some, let us say, for legal purposes, some alleged quack medicine. Glad to be alive at this point. Starting to get pretty grouchy, and even had a couple of feuds with Metroplex, but without mentioning any names or clubs or anything, let's just say that I had a first-class lesson in the club from hell Tuesday night, and all I can say is I am still loyal to you guys, even if we wind up doing no radio. Can't miss that lousy food and those lousy jokes.
I'm not sure how to respond to that one, Gary, but man, it's good to hear you. It's been a while, and you're sounding real good there, signal-wise and everything. And we'll come back to you briefly there, Gary, there. QSL.
QSL, you know, I got to run so much power now, I can't even run the ventilation system. If you go and bury that repeater, or whatever you're going to do with it, I'm going to need my own nuclear power plant to be able to get a signal in you.
Okay. It sounds like you're talking about something. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm sure I'll find out as we roll along this evening there, Gary. Break with you. Additional check-ins. Come now. KB2SQ.
KB2SQ. Way 2, SHA.
Okay, putting you in New York and New Jersey, okay? Armin, good evening to you. Additional check-ins before I start at the top of the list. Okay, here, no additional check-ins. We'll go up to the top of the list and bring Bob in. WA2UE, Bob, good evening. Come aboard. Thanks for the wind you're sending over here to us. Man, it is strong. Good evening.
problems over here, Paul. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but the radio keeps jumping frequency. Can you hear me at all, Paul? Go ahead.
Yeah, Bob. Come aboard. Much better signal now than when you checked in there, Bob. Go ahead.
Okay, Paul. Good evening to you and the net. Yeah, I'm on the big radio now. I've been having problems with a small one. I don't know why. I didn't change anything or nothing like that, but I've been seeming to have problems with it. So, like, I'm on the 910 now, hoping that this is working okay. Even this one here, I'm on here and it jumps frequency. It spins way ahead, you know, and I got to readjust it and everything else. So, I got to get used to this radio, Paul. So, other than that, I have nothing new here, and the snow's all gone. It was quite a snowstorm we had this morning, but that's all gone. So, back to you, Paul. This is WA2UEE.
Okay, Bob, well, your signal is very good compared to when you checked in, Bob. It was extremely noisy when you checked in, but much, much better signal there. Yeah, we did get some unpredicted snow here. I thought it was supposed to have been some snow flurries, and, Bob, but kept hearing on the news about all the accidents over in New Jersey on Route 80 and Turnpike and 17, and I said, wonder why such... Talk about icing condition. I said, well, I looked at the window and I couldn't see the bridge. So, the way it came, the way it left, and the sun came out and melted it all. So, we don't have any indication of snow over here in the city. And that's great. Okay, Bob, we'll be back to you shortly. Break with you. Let's go to Walt. Walt, good evening to you. Good to have you in here. AE2AA, come aboard.
KB2, Sugar Queen. And all sign is Metroplex 13. Next, good evening. Good evening to you, Paul, and Jim, and John. And Bob, you're doing better on the 910, that's for sure. Well, there, and Gary. Say good evening to Gary. I'm not sure what the whole story you was referring to, but if you let us know, maybe we can try to figure it out. And Armin, okay. Good to have everybody in there. I only have one bit of information I received along with John and Armin, an email from Hank Goldman, who is an old friend of ours, an old member of the club, telling us of the passing of Bert Revin, who, as everybody might recall, was a co-founder with Alex of the original Metroplex Club. I did forward that on to you so that you would have reference on that, Paul. And I will put it in to the newsletter, yet, too. You're going to have to do some major type changing, but floating the things around, but I'll do it. And that's about it. I'm glad to be in here. I won't hold it very long. I'll get it back to you, and you can start to hear what some of the other fellows have to say. So, KB2SQ, Internet, this is AE2AA, I'm listening.
Okay. Okay, I'm looking at the email now, and wow, you got this from Hank, and he's saying that K2KLN is a silent key. Am I correct on that? I'm quickly looking over. Is that correct, Walt? Walt?
Yes, Paul, you are correct. I never met Bert, or more formally Bert, Dr. Revin, who was an MD. But yeah, I guess he was about 81 years of age at this point. He passed away within the past couple of days. I didn't get the exact date of his passing, but his funeral was yesterday.
at 11:45. But that would be K2KLN, and as far as I've heard from the early history of our club, it was founded by he and Alex as a co-founder. I guess Bert Grubin had good connections getting repeaters installed at a certain hospital in other areas in the city. Back to you.
Yeah, QSL. Yep, as you say, Bert, was the K2KLN, was the founder, him and Alex were the founders of Metroplex back in the early 80s. I was a member of the Metroplex back then. Let me see, I think I was membership number 83 or 84. Sandra and I've been a member ever since, so I've been knowing Bert since back then, so yeah, quite well. I spoke to him maybe a year ago. I called him up one day. In fact, I called the hospital. He was working at the hospital at Queens, and I found out he was working at that, tracked him down through the operator, and talked to him maybe a year and a half ago. Used to work up at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital on 168th and Broadway. But I think he was out there. I'm trying to think of his wife's name, who's also a ham. I could probably have it. I have to look back at my logbook, Walt. But I'll get a card out to them tomorrow, to the family. And, yeah, I believe he's probably... I don't know why I'm thinking that Bert was... Wow, I'm thinking about my age and his age. I guess he is probably older than I am, if you mention the war. So, sorry to hear that. So that's K2KLN, one of the founders of Metroplex. Silent key now.
Thinking you probably passed it back to me just for a quick comment. Yeah, I'm excited. I wish I would have been a member of the club. I probably could have been, but I, you know, was out of contact with Armin for a number of years, and he who brought me back, brought me into the club, let's put it that way. So I missed Alex by about 2 years, or a little less, or a little more. And Bert just, I never had the opportunity to really give him a shout. Anyway, that's all we wanted to pass along, and thank you, Paul, for getting out and planning to get out the card on behalf of the club. That is a really appreciated action on your part. So back to you, Paul, and you can pass it on to the next sign-in, next check-in. Go ahead.
Okie doke. With that, let's go over to... John, President, right? President, Vice President, got a good turnout from the club here. John, good evening to you. Come aboard. Now, just what is, what's going on with you? And hope all has been well with you this week. Go ahead.
Yeah. Everything's going good. We had a quiet day today. There wasn't too much work. I went home early, took care of some chores at home, stuff like that. And, talking about what, the situation with the traffic over here, you have to remember, most of the snow removal in Jersey is contracted out to the private outfits. And they, they're not on the ball, you know, like you're used to the city of New York, where they pay attention to the weather reports and they anticipate things. And they're a little bit slow to get things done over here, and this is the reason why we get the problems.
Well, John, they hadn't done a good job doing that over here this morning, because I was out early. There was a lot of people riding on some of the
on some of the streets there this morning when I went out, so what can I say, John? But I was just so shocked to hear about all the accidents, and I was talking to Glenn up there in Napanock, New York, up in the Catskills, and he was talking about he was on his way down to take his garbage to the garbage site there, and traffic was, you know, how much snow, but that's a different story up there. Already, I think, around 7:15 this morning, they had like 4 inches of snow already, so, you know, I was just shocked that I thought we was hoping to get snow flurries down here, you know, as the course of the day went along, but I think we ended up with an inch point, 1.2 inches of snow here in the city, so that was rather shocking to me, because it just wasn't ready for it, and I don't think the city was ready for it either. We weren't expecting that, but it's all gone. That's good, because the temperature's really dropping now. I'm looking at 27 degrees here now, John. So, that's that. Okay, break with you. Let's go up to Tompkins Cove. Jim, what's it like up there? How much snow did you get?
Hey, good evening once again, Paul, and everybody on the net there. Well, it didn't get a lot of snow. I'd say about 3/4 of an inch of snow, but it made a mess of everything. I really was, I flipped the scanner on this morning. I've never heard so many accidents of a small snowstorm in my life. Between calling out for extrication cars, I guess because they really didn't forecast it, people just thought it was okay to drive like maniacs, and they did, even though it was snowing. You know, if you tell them it's going to be a big snowstorm, they'll stay home and they'll slow down. You know, if you say there's a chance of flurries, they'll still do 60 miles an hour. It doesn't matter if it's snowing or not because they're just listening to the weatherman. But it was a mess. You know, by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the snow was gone. Then we had some more, a couple good squalls go through before, you know, as the wind started picking up, and it's just enough to turn the grass white, and probably enough to make some black ice for this evening. Got 21.7 degrees right now. Wind chill is 20, although before the wind was blowing pretty good, and the wind chill was down to 13. And the maximum gust I clocked, Paul, was 23 miles an hour at 7:37 p.m., but the wind is definitely bringing that cold front in, so everybody put a log on the fire. It's going to be a tippy weekend, but no snow for the weekend. I think that storm that they were saying that we may get some snow out of is going to stay to our south. If they're lucky, they get a little bit of it down there in South Jersey, and they can keep it down there. Back over to Net Control, AB2SQ, to get it.
Yeah, I was listening to the weather this afternoon, this evening, I should say, and around 5 o'clock they had some snow up in Poughkeepsie they were getting. The guy was giving the weather forecast up in Poughkeepsie, a little town right near, and it was snowing like the Dickens then, man, I tell you. So I guess that's passed on, but it's extremely, extremely windy over here now. Jim. So, Gary, let me see if you're still in the mobile out there and find out just what you were talking about earlier. Into A&L. I believe you may not be mobile anymore, but I'll say mobile anyway. Get additional comments from you.
Well, let's say I have nothing nice to say about the matter. So I'm not going to say anything other than to say that some people hold a grudge to the death even when their facts aren't straight in the first place. And as for my making any sense, when I start to make sense, shoot me. Back to you.
Okie dokie. Gary, well, it's good to have you in there, man, and the signal is good, and you've been missed. I've inquired about you on occasion as to where you were. And let me say good evening to any shortwave listeners out there. I'm not sure if Mary, Walt, and Dale have been listening to your system there, Jim, but in case they are, good evening to them up in the Catskills. And I'm sure they are all tucked in and warm and everything up there, because it's probably cold. I didn't hear Don check in.
But we'll see if he's in there also, maybe. Yeah, he's in. He's on Echolink. I'll bring him aboard if he's not. He doesn't check in there. So with that, let's go to Mr. Armin. Armin, give an account for yourself there. WA2SHA, KB2, Sugar Queen.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, about Bert Grebin. I met Bert Grebin probably about twice, I'd say, and that was at the diner. I just barely remember what he looked like. And that's back at the days when Alex was still alive, so it probably was about 1998. After Alex died, some of us tried to contact his wife, Marilyn. And Marilyn started a fairly profitable business in Fort Lee, having to do with recording doctors' messages so that doctors could share medical information. And we wanted Marilyn to get back into the club and become a member. You know, it's we extended that offer about twice, but she never answered us. I guess for some reason she just wanted to do away with any relationship with the club. But Bert was responsible for Alex's ability to place a receiving antenna on the top of Columbia Presbyterian. And that made an excellent repeater because the Metroplex repeater then did not use a duplexer. It had a receiving site that was about 2 or 3 miles away from the transmitter and gave the optimum performance to both parts of the repeater. That is the dream of most repeater operators, to have a split site like that. But then I guess Bert Grebin had some fall-in with the Columbia Presbyterian, and Alex had to take it down and move the repeater back to his apartment in the colony in Fort Lee. So that's what I know about the Bert Grebin story. Like I said, when we took over the club, and you remember that very well, Paul, when we went over to the other club and took back the repeater, since that time, 2002, we were never able to contact Grebin's family. Okay. And Gary, hi. Gary, glad to hear you here. We missed you last week. Also, hello to Jimmy and John, Walt, all the others. WA2SHA here. Turn it back to KB2SQ.
Okay, I'll do a name search on QRZ a little later and see if I can locate. I don't remember her call, but she was a ham also. And knew them both quite well. Quite well, I should say. And Alex. And when they first started the club, I think membership went up to over close to 2,000, I believe. I remember 1,700. Somebody's membership number was like 1,700. That was back in the day there. Okay, that brings me to the end of the list now. Do we have additional check-ins? Call KB2 Sugar Queen.
KB2SQ. AC2, BT Mobile, in and out.
In and out. Okay, well, good evening to you. I appreciate you stopping in on a brief one there. Where you headed home?
Just heading to the corner store to grab some nourishment.
Okay, well, I appreciate you stopping in there. It's a... Have a good evening, and we'll catch you another, hopefully next week, break with you. Was there another check-in? Call KB2 Sugar Queen.
Good evening, this is November 3, Zulu Alpha November.
Okay, I copy that call. November 3, Zulu Alpha November. Good evening, come aboard. This is KB2 Sierra Quebec. The name is Paul. That control for the Metroplex Net. Good evening.
KB2
Metroplex repeater, Metroplex Net here in Fort Lee, New Jersey. And you said you were in Pennsylvania. What if I got a flight band opening there, or are you coming through Echo Link there? Which one? Okay, I see you over in Brookhaven, Pennsylvania, Mark. Are you working the repeater direct or through Echolink, Mark?
After talking to Dan 15 minutes later, would you believe, or maybe 20 minutes later, the snow went away and the sun broke back out again. So we haven't had any snow since then. It's not supposed to get no more snow now. We're just going to be in a deep freeze, a very deep freeze. With that, this is N2HIT. I had to bypass the huge network, the satellite tonight, because at nighttime I think they're very busy. Everything go wild over here. I couldn't even get in on the desktop. So with that, back to you if I time it out. And good evening to all.
Okay, Don. We appreciate you stopping in there on the phone line there. And to the gym is set up there. And you got the icicle award again there, Don. That's for sure. 13 degrees from up in Greenfield Park, up in the Catskill. Up in the Catskill there, Don. And Dale is Miss Una there. This break with you, and let me see. I'll go back up to the top of the list. Do we have additional check-in before I run back up to the top of the list? WA2UE, Bob, additional comments.
Okay, Paul, I hope I'm holding it. I don't know, all of a sudden this radio, I have it on frequency and it jumps about 5 or 6 kc's, is way up, and then I got to bring it back down again. And then, but it's been holding pretty good now. I don't know, maybe I have to warm it up before I just go on, you know. But I got to check that out and see what's going on here. So other than that, Paul, nothing new. I was wondering if you heard anything at all on the Echo Link. I've been looking every day for that to see if anything's coming up or what have you, you know, Paul. But we'll see. I go on to Lyndhurst occasionally, but I'd like to get back on our own frequency here, you know, Paul. So with that, before I jump frequency here again, I turn it back to net. And I don't know, I didn't do nothing to the radio, no connections, I didn't bother with anything. And it just went that way, you know, so I have to check that out. So WA2UEE, back to net. Good evening, everybody.
Okay, Bob, and to answer your questions, no, there's nothing new on that, on the Echo Link. Bob, break with you, and Walt, we've gone through the list. We're back through a second time. Additional comments from you. Additional comments from AE2AA, KB2 Sugar Queen.
KB2 Sugar Queen, net control, AE2AA, in the group. Okay, we'll say hello to Don. Good to hear you in there tonight also.
Sure.
Well, maybe the president of Metroplex can update more. So far, I'm not seeing a very good situation. It does create problems for the individuals that you know for hosting and acting as the system. It's not an easy job. It requires a person that has the space, has the high speed internet connection, and has an antenna that will give reasonable coverage into the repeater. And that's hard to find. Most of all, finding a person who's dedicated to getting it set up properly, watching it a few times a day, it almost leaves the person that's going to business out of the picture. So I hope Bob will understand that this is not an easy task to fulfill. You know, I think John will back me up. We're concerned on finding a candidate who fulfills those particular obligations. I don't know, the last meeting we had a person that said maybe they're interested, so I don't know. I really couldn't tell you beyond that. John may have more information than that, but it seems like it just doesn't work out. We've had it now for a few years there. Okay, you know what happened with Tommy, but then we've lost one sysop after another. Maybe if Bob had a little bit better signal in here to the repeater, Bob would be a good guy to post it. Right, Bob? Anyway, that's about all I have to say to that. I just hope that people realize that, you know, getting the right combination of things together is not the easiest thing. I think, Paul, you probably do understand that, having been a sysop and host. There's a problem with it all. Getting over to, what, Maryland driven? You know, all the holes are called the way I see it. I've closed on a search here, and I see nothing happening there. I just have her listed. So, I don't know. Maybe she's a silent key as well, or maybe she's just not interested in amateur radio. But she's not listed anymore. Okay, I'm going to stay in here for one more go-around so that I can stay on top of any other questions.
Okay, Walt, I think your time is actually got to leave a little pause in between the time I drop it and pick it up because the EchoLink systems have to reset, give them time to drop out. But I got everything that you were saying, Marilyn. Yeah, I don't see anything. I threw her name in and only comes up with Verdun and Revan. And I know she may have dropped her call. I'm not sure. Dropped it. You never know. But anywho, I don't see anything in there either. And what have you. So, yeah, John mentioned that information last week concerning EchoLink. Well, pass along the information on that. So with that, we'll continue to break with you, Walt, and let's go to John, KB2VBO. Additional comments from you.
Hey, Paul. Yeah, well, Walter pretty well, you know, summed it up. You know, we're working on this, and I said, you know, add the fact that we have all the equipment handy, you know, to establish a station, including an antenna. All right, it's the only requirement. Well, there's a couple of requirements, and you know, one is that they have a location, you know, with a good signal into the repeater, which shouldn't be difficult to do, and you know, you have to be around because effectively you're going to be a control operator. So, anybody listening, if you're interested and you meet these requirements, get back to us, let us know. You know, I'm working on a couple of possibilities. There's a couple of people I'm going to be talking to, and, you know, we're definitely not ignoring this on the subject of the repeater. It's nice to hear everybody checking in on the net tonight. Recently, you don't hear a lot of activity on the repeater. And, you know, just like we have people checking in tonight, you know, there's no reason, you know, why you can't get out there, throw your call out during the day, and, you know, serve a little activity. You know, the machine is on 24/7, and it's mostly silent. We'll turn it back to you, Paul.
Okay, John. All that information is well taken in. Let's break with you, John, and go up to Tompkins Cove and see if Jim has any additional comments. KC2PHU. Something I was asking Jim, but I got what it was, but I'll probably think of it later. Additional comments, Jim. KB2 Sugar Queen.
Yeah, no great comments there, Paul. Just listening here, enjoying the net, and watching the temperature go down. And that's about it, man. Gonna throw another log on the fire here. So I'll turn it back over to Net Control. Very good evening to everybody on Metroplex and everybody that's listening, KC2DA2.
Okay, Jim.
Yeah, put a couple of logs on the fire there. You're going to need it, I believe. Let's see, yeah, because I saw that with 29 degrees. It dropped down to 26 here on the indicator here on the computer screen. So I think we're supposed to go down to 19. And if that wind keeps kicking up out there, the wind chill is going to, I think they said it's going to feel like it's 10 in the morning. But I don't think we're going to come anywhere near dawn for 13, and he says already it feels like it's minus 4, but he can keep all that cold weather right up there in Greenfield Park, that's for sure. Break with you, Jim. Gary, just some comments from you, N2ANL. Man, it's just great to hear your melodious voice there.
Oh, sorry to hear about Bert there. I didn't get a chance to know him real well. In fact, very seldom heard him on the repeater, even back in those days. I remember I used to hear Yuval. I think his call was 4X4FN, and I think his wife was named Bunny. I forget her call. And we used to lose him when he went through the Lincoln or the Holland Tunnel way back in those days. But anyway, I guess time goes on, and I'm remembering let's just say a silent key. Maybe you remember him. He was Kilo 2 Oscar Radio Sierra. And I will say so long tonight in his words. In hoc agricula conch, in es spittle lauk, excelsior, you fathead. Hit the money button there, Fred. N2ANL, back in Illinois, 73.
Okay, Gary, for whatever that is, appreciate that. Let me go back up to Walter. Walter, you got this information from W Whiskey Bravo 2, Mike Golf Bravo. So you're in touch with him frequent? Walt, AE2AA, KB2SQ.
Yeah, this is Walt. I had to walk away for just a minute. Can you repeat what the question was? I was just away from my station. Can you fill me in on that, please?
Yeah, I said, see, the information on Bert came from Whiskey Bravo 2, Mike Golf Bravo. I was asking you, are you in contact with him frequently? Hank. And give it about 5 seconds before you key up there so you don't time it out again, Walter. But that was great of him. I appreciate him passing the information along to you there. QSL?
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Paul, for repeating that. Like I said, out of the way. I'm in touch with Hank. As a matter of fact, I have informed him that we're going to do this, and he sent me a response back about 10 minutes later. So Hank and I exchange emails once or twice a year, something like that. So he definitely reads the newsletter. He's very much aware of what's going on in the club, but he sort of like doesn't have that much time for ham radio anymore. But he always follows up on how we're doing and stuff like that. I get an occasional email where he has a question or he brings us up to date on something or wants to talk about the good old days. So yeah, I am in touch with him about one to two times a year. I always encourage him either to send me an article material or make a comment or bring us up to date when he hears something about an old-time member or what have you. He's member number 88. Back to net control.
Yeah, QSL. Okay. I'm just looking. It doesn't say anything in here about Maryland. Where was it devoted to his family? Mary's son. Okay. Didn't see anything in there concerning Maryland. I'm not sure if she's still around or just what the situation was with that. Anywho, appreciate that information. Really appreciate it there, Walt. Let's go up to Armand. for additional comments. WA2SHA, KB2 Sugar Queen. And put an extra log on the fire there, Armin, because it's going to be chilly tonight.
The logs are pretty expensive here. Oil is at $3.09 a gallon, and we burn about 2 gallons an hour of boiler operation. This winter is really a bad winter, and I'd like to take that Al Gore, who assaults global warming, and let him live in a doghouse in my backyard for the rest of the winter. I think we need more global warming, not less, believe me. And as well, I can check the SSDIC. Maybe she died, too. The other possibility is, of course, they were divorced for a long time. You know, that's not unusual in these days, or those days, or any days. So, that's all I have to say. Back to KB2SQ, WA2SHA.
Okay, and that might explain why I'm not able to sign. May have dropped out of amateur radio. I'll change their last name. Armin. That's good information there. Okay. Yeah, the price of oil is rough there. Yeah, that's for sure. It's been a rough winter. Doesn't look like it's going to lighten up any. We're right in the thick of it this year, so I think we're going to be burning up a whole lot of oil. Was over with the break with you. Let's see, it's a in and out. Mark, I think, dropped out. Dan wasn't there anymore. And let's see, Don is still in there up in Greenfield Park, New York. N2HIT, additional comments from you, sir.
Connected.
Chilly Greenfield Park, still at minus four. According to the weather, 13, minus 4. Still getting a gust, but it looks like it sounds like it's dying down. But it's nice and warm in the house. All the electronics and toys are on. Be cutting them off shortly. With that, that's all for the net. Nice net ball. And everybody aboard the net, have a nice weekend. And 2HIT, Greenfield Park.
KB2SQ, K2QDN.
Okay, Don, and good evening to you, and stay warm up there in the Catskill there, Don. K2QDN, the voice of New Jersey. Mike, good evening to you. Good to hear you have your internet tonight with that melodious voice and the beautiful signal there. Come aboard and say a few thousand.
Well, I really appreciate the invitation, Paul, but I'll put everybody to sleep. And besides, that's why you got a timeout timer. And me and the timeout timer, we're always at odds with one another. Because it just doesn't seem to like what I say, and it turns me off all the time. You know, it's kind of like my ex-wife. She used to turn me off all the time, too. That's a whole other story. Anyway, I just happened to get in here. I've been doing some work in the shop, and I saw they asked me to rub on Metroplex. It's, oh, it's Thursday night. I'm going to surprise everybody. Come in and say hello. All right, so 55 minutes late. You know what they say, Paul? Better late than never. KB2SQ, K2QDN.
Okay, well, Mike, I appreciate you stopping in, man. Check-in number 13, that's a nice little check-in list there. So it's always great to have you aboard. And I was listening to you one day while I was up in Yonkers on the Simplex. But I tried once to get in, but I just wanted you to know I was picking you up on the Simplex frequency as I went up to Costco up there in Yonkers. Driving along 87 there, you were coming in real good, I thought. But I guess maybe I wasn't making it back as well, so... Mike, it's great to have you in there. Stay warm, because the temperature's going to drop down tonight, man. Mike, QSL.
I installed a professional weather station here, believe it or not. Very expensive, but I got it. The temperature went from 40, 40-something this afternoon. We're now down at 25 degrees, and it's still going. So, yeah, it's going to be a chilly night, man. But, you see, what you do on chilly nights like this is you get under a nice comforter, you grab mama, and you stay warm that way. And that's what you do in that situation, Paul. Also, listen, you can use your influence with Metroplex. Can't you alter my name on the sign-in sheet? You know, do I have to be number 13?
Yeah, I'll do something about that. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put the club down, W2ESK, the Harlem Radio Club, and that'll make you be number 14. How about that? See, we work with you, Mike. All you got to do is make a comment on it. How about that? I'll bring the club aboard. KW2ESK, the Harlem Radio Club, is listed there, Mike, and I'm the trustee of the club, so you're number 14. How about that? See how easy that was?
Damn, no wonder they put you in charge of this net. Damn, I thought this was, you know, this has not been a bad day, but, 13. Do you believe in this day and age? Now, my son builds high-rise buildings, and mainly in Jersey City. In fact, they're all in Jersey City. In this day and age, there are several 40 or 50-story buildings that do not have floor number 13 on the elevator. There's no floor number 13. You know, when you stop and think about it, in this day and age, isn't that a little ridiculous? Here's a millions and millions of dollars in a building, and there's no 13th floor. Yet on the plans, there's a floor number 13, but the building owners elected not to use it, so they just altered the numbering plan. I went with him on a repair one night to one of these high-rises, and he had to turn off the water to half of the building. But he said, you know, the guy from the building maintenance company was there. He says, oh, we got to go to floor number 13. He says, there is no 13. So Michael says, yes, there is. He says, I'll show you where it is. You call it by another number, but it's 13. I just can't imagine that superstition is so much that a building of such immense size, this is a high-rise, high-expensive building, and there's no 13th floor. Unbelievable. Anyway, that's it. Back to net control. KB2SQ, K2QDN, kilowatt 2/4 times a nickel.
Okay, Mike.
Yep, well, good timing.
Good timing.
My son just called. He's having some problems with his car, so I got to run out there. Not that far away from where I am, and give him a hand with his car. And see what the problem is there. So I'm going to shut down the net. Let's have some additional comments right quick, and we'll catch everybody next week. Anyone with any additional comments? KB2SQ.
WA2SHA. I have a comment from Mike there. It is stupid, that 13th floor stuff, but I noticed a very good idea for some of the building the builders to do is to make the 13th floor a machinery floor. And that way there, it's not an occupied floor as such. I've seen that done in a couple of high-rise buildings in New York City. Where I worked at JCPenney, we did have a 13th floor, and guess what? I spent about 20 years on it. So that's all I have to say. And I'm no worse for the fact. WA2SHA back to net control.
QSL. And I lived on the 13th floor some years back on a building on the 13th floor. It didn't bother me one bit, you know. Back in the late 60s, I lived on the 13th floor. And so that's still there. Okay, with that, we're going to shut down the net. We thank you all for checking in with us tonight. And voices I haven't heard in a while. Mike came aboard there. Gary, was good to hear him. And I had a couple of stations there from Pennsylvania. And Don up in Greenfield Park. Had quite a nice check-in all around.
Walt hadn't heard you on for a while, so it's good to have you in here tonight. And Bob, you got your signal back up real good there, so we'll look for everybody again next Thursday night. Let's see, next Thursday is the what? Hold on a minute. One of these Thursdays, I don't think I'll be in town. I've got a 48th anniversary coming up. What Thursday night is that? Let's see. February the 4th, I won't run a net because I won't be in town. I'll be celebrating my 48th anniversary. And I think I will be out of town, so. But I'll be in here this coming Thursday night.
Right on that. I got to look at, let's see, today is,
next Thursday. No, I won't be in next Thursday. Won't, maybe somebody else can pick it up, but I'll be away. So with that, we'll thank everyone again for checking in. And I will turn this frequency back to general amateur use. Jim, thanks again for checking in with your link, and 73 is all around. KB2, Sugar Point.